Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll discuss some of the contents of chapter Naml, the 27th chapter of the Holy Quran, as well as some of the commentary points of the verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 34th verse of chapter Naml.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قالت إن الملوك إذا دخلوا قرية أفسدوها وجعلوا أعزة أهلها أذلة وكذلك يفعلون.
She said, indeed kings, when they enter a city, they ruin it and render the honored of its people humbled, and thus do they do.
So, regarding the contents of the letter, when the Queen of Sheba informed the chiefs of the contents of the letter and what was mentioned in it, she asked them to actually respect her affair, and she said, مَا كُنْتُ قَاطِعَةً أَمْرًا حَتَّى تَشْهَدُونَ. No affair have I ever decided except in your presence. So she attracted their attention. And they said that since we are full of power, we are full of strength and might, وَالْأَمْرُ إِلَيْكَ. But the affair finally rests with you, so if you order us anything, we are ready. فَنَظُرِي مَاذَا تَأْمُرِينَ. So see what you will command. Now, in the 34th verse, we read, قَالَتْ إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا. She says, verily the kings, when they enter a township, they despoil it. وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةَ. They make the noblest of its inhabitants the meanest. وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. And thus, they always do. So, what we understand is that she means we should not rely only on our power. We must keep the potentialities of others in our mind. Those who were around Bilqis said, we possess force, we possess great might. But Bilqis, since she was a wise, intelligent woman and possessed a very high standard of ability among the people, she says, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا. Bilqis warned them not to take the power of Solomon so little. So, when the queen understood their willing for fighting, and she understood the fact that they are totally ready to sacrifice their lives, well, while she had not inwardly any actually inclination for this job, in order to quench this thirst, in order to encounter this matter logically, she says, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا. Verily the kings, when they enter a township, despoil it. وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. So this sentence means that kings may kill a group of people. Sometimes it is the kings who captivate other groups. And finally, they make others homeless and they spoil their properties as much as they can for the sake of some further emphasis, she says, وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ, and thus they always do. We'll explain more after a short break.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Brothers and sisters, we were explaining the 34th verse of chapter Naml. قَالَتْ إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. So this is what the Queen of Sheba answered to her people, to the chiefs of her people. As you may remember, when the Queen of Sheba informed the people of the contents of the letter, they said, we are totally ready, we are full of power and might, we possess great might, but the affair finally rests with you. Since she was so wise and intelligent, she actually warned them of the fact that we might underestimate the power of our enemies. We might sometimes underestimate the power of other sides. So she says, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا. The kings, verily, when they enter a township, they despoil it. Now, what does this mean? This means that actually, this Bilqis is really brave. When you see some man or woman of high rank confessing to the fact that the kings, when he or she is among the kings, when confessing the fact that it is the kings who sometimes despoil townships, this shows that she was really brave. And she also worried about the fact that she might be defeated by enemy like Solomon. So she says, and actually she warns her people not to rely on their powers and might alone. You have to consider how powerful the others might be. And that's why the chiefs of her people told her that we are full of power, and she says, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا. So this means that the tradition, the sunnah of the people, of the kinds of kings who are ruling over the people without considering the Almighty Allah, is that their actually kingdom will lead into fasad, will lead into everything being despoiled. So the Queen of Sheba, who was a king herself, knew that the king's well will actually destroy the cities and will despoil, making the noblest into meanest, because the kings used to think that only over their own interests will they continue to find things, not over the interests of the nation and exalting them. These two things always contrast to each other. We'll discuss more over the next verse in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. When faith begins.